Hi, 大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
更多的时候，当我站在这个讲台的时候，是做报告还是替别人翻译？
Very often when I'm here, I'm doing reports or I'm translating.
今天站在这里呢，别有一番滋味。
But today I have a different feeling.
因为我不知道呢，大家是洗耳恭听呢，还是虎视眈眈呢？
I'm not quite sure whether you are going to lend me a ear or you are going to stare me down.
那今天我在这边也不是在示范如何做释经的讲道。
But please be sure, I'm not here to demonstrate how to preach.
因为我知道在我一生有讲道的机会的当中，从来不会有一篇所谓最好的讲章。
Because in all my life, all the sermons I preach, there is not a best or perfect one.
所以还是欢迎大家可以给我一些的建议，好让我可以衷心的来传讲主的话语。
Therefore, your feedback is very much appreciated and welcome, so that I could improve.
来，我们一起仰望我们的神。
Let's pray.
Our Father, once again, we thank you for your faithfulness and thank you for the many ways that you have graciously allowed us to serve you. Father, I pray that you will continue to make us faithful, just as you have been faithful to us.亲爱的天父，我们再次谢谢你，实在是你的恩典给我们有服事的机会。今天我们靠自己在你的面前没有可以夸口的，感谢你，求你帮助我们也能够忠心，正像你对我们心事一样，能够忠于你的话语，不单单是传讲，更是能够在我们的生命当中能够活出神你自己的话语。愿神你自己的灵亲自来教导我们，奉耶稣基督的圣名感恩祈求，阿们。我相信每一个住在菲律宾的人，包括短期在这边旅游的，如果住的一段时间，应该都会知道 SM 是什么意思了。
I trust everyone in the Philippines, regardless how long you have been here, you know what is SM.
我们两位客人在后面，应该他也知道什么叫 SM。
We have some visitors at the back. I think they also know what this SM.
SM 是我们菲律宾作为零售业的这个掌握的那个大主人。
And SM based on is the head of the retail business in the Philippines.
我相信呢，每个在菲律宾人也都知道 Jollibee。
And everyone here probably has heard of Jollibee.
以前我自己去接学生的时候，也很喜欢说，先带他们去吃 Jollibee， 再到学校来。
And very often in the past, when I pick up students myself, I will bring them to visit Jollibee.
你们知道吗 ？Jollibee 的老板娘是我中学的同学。
Actually, the boss of Jollibee, was my high school classmate.
他一直到今天还是非常的淳朴。
Even to today, she lives a very simple lifestyle.
但是我们知道 Jollibee 的开始是在古堡那个地方一个非常简单的冰淇淋的店点心店开始的。
Actually, Jollibee has a humble beginning in Cubao in a small ice cream shop.
听说那个他的汉堡的这个 recipe, 就是这个做法呢是他岳母的。
And the recipe for the hamburger actually came from the mother-in-law.
今天在整个菲律宾至少我想有800多间的连锁店。
Today there are more than 800 chain stores for Jollibee.
他们不单单在菲律宾，在各个世界其他的地方也都有他们的脚踪。
They even open a chain store internationally.
甚至在中国他也买下了永和大王。
And in China, he has bought off one of the major restaurant, 永和大王。
在菲律宾当然他还有其他的连锁都是在 Jollibee 这个旗下。
And in the Philippines, he also own other business line.
从一个很简单的冰淇淋的店到一个亿万的连锁这个已经上市的公司。
From a simple ice cream shop, to a major billion-dollar business.
确实不容易，但是我想我们可以想象他们所投入的精力和精神。
This is not easy, but we could imagine the investment they have put into this business.
那今天我也想到还有另外一个企业，我认为是更加的有价值，更加的有那个永恒性。
But today, we're going to look at another business which has more value, more eternal value.
十月份我到南洋参加了他们教会的110周年的周庆。
And in October, I was in Nanyang to celebrate the establishment of the church.
你可以想象在1904年那个时候的中国是一个什么样的背景。
In 1904, the church was established, and we could imagine how it looked like.
但这个教会的开始是由瑞士的挪威的宣教士所开始的。
The church was started by Norwegian missionaries.
我们可以想象当时从挪威来到中国可能要乘几个月的船才能够来到中国的沿海。
At that time, probably missionaries from Norway had to take months of boat to come to China.
可能还要再走几个月的路才来到我们中国的中部，来到河南的地方。
And they probably have to travel for months to come to 河南。
今天南洋这个教会不单单还存在，但是感谢神，还是由中心的人一直在那边开拓更多的教会。
Today, the church in Nanyang, it does not just exist, but they are faithful servants here to make sure the church grow and glorify God.
很多时候我想到所谓神的国度实在是一个更庞大并且是一个永恒的企业。
And at times, I consider the kingdom of God to be the biggest and the more eternal business.
今天早上我们所看的这一段经文正是讲到神的国。
And this morning, the passage we have looked at talk about the kingdom of heavens.
而且其实是一个系列的三个这个耶稣的这个比喻连接在一起。
Actually, it belonged to a series of three parables.
我们可以观察到这三个比喻都是讲到耶稣基督再来的时候所要发生的事情。
And all three parables talk about what happened when Jesus Christ should come again.
或者应该说，当耶稣基督还没有再来之前，我们应该怎么样准备来迎接他。
And talk about the preparation before his coming.
十个童女的比喻让我们知道我们要时时警醒，因为我们不知道耶稣什么时候再来。
The parable about 10 maidens, it talk about we need to be vigilant, we need to watch, for we don't know what the time is.
第三个比喻让我们知道耶稣来他审判我们的时候他要找的是什么东西。
And in the third parable, it talk about when the Son of Man shall come,What is he looking for?
最宝贵的就是我们坐在人身上的，也就是坐在主的身上。
Whatever we have done for other people, we have done it for the Lord.
今天我们看中间这个比喻，我们看到当主还没有再来之前，我们应该怎么样好好的来为他所托付我们的忠心的来投入。
And today we're going to look at the parable. We talk about how we invest, waiting for the Lord's coming.
神呼召我们要以我们的生命作为投资，忠心投入，好叫我们在主再来的时候，我们可以向他来交账。
And God has asked us to invest faithfully, such that when He comes, we could give an accounting for what we have done.
其实这个比喻我们都非常的熟悉。
And this is a parable we are very familiar with.
但是当今天我们在看的时候，第一我们可以看到是主人主动的把他的这个资源交给他的仆人。
And first of all, we could see the master here took the initiative to give his resources to his servants.
这边有时候我们的翻译说主人把他的财物交给这些仆人。
And he entrusts his property to his servants.
其实我觉得这个词蛮有意思的，因为这边可以是表达他的养生的东西。
And the wording here could mean what he owns, all his belongings.
换句话说，如果这些资源如果没有好好的投资的话呢，他回来的时候可能他什么都没有了。
And if the investment was not done well, he might come back losing everything.
但是他这边他愿意把这些财物交给他的不同的仆人。
But he was willing to entrust all he has to his servants.
今天我们常常也会想到我们能够服侍主，实在是主主动的也很恩典的愿意把这些机会赐给我们。
And today, when the Lord asks us to serve, it's also His grace to give us this opportunity.
我自己常常回想后面的二十几年，只有一个结论，其实都是神的恩典。
And I can say all the 20-some years, it is by the grace of God.
神愿意，其实神也冒险把他的资源托付给我们。
When God is willing, He also is taking a risk to entrust His resources to us.
但是我们也发现，这个主人是按照仆人的恩赐或者他的能力，分给他们5,000, 2,000, 1,000。
However, the master also distributes his resources according to the servant's capability.
因此主如果向我们讨账的话呢，他不是没有理由的，因为其实他知道我们的能力到哪里，他也就给我们相配的这个资源。
And so when the Lord asks us to account for what we do, He is doing it according to the capability He has already given us.
今天我们没有一个人能够说主没有给我们资源，没有给我们恩赐。
So today, none of us could say to the Lord, Lord, you have not given me any resource.
希望今天我们自己在主的面前，我们可以去思想，主到底给我什么资源，在我的手上，主交托我什么东西。
So today we could contemplate what has the Lord entrusted to me, what sort of resource.
重要的不是你是拿5,000, 2,000, 还是 1,000。
And the important thing is not the 5 talents or 2 or 1.
但是你都有一些主所托付你要去完成的。
But everyone has something that's entrusted by the Lord.
我记得将近30年前我要去读神学的时候。
Almost 30 years ago when I went to study theology.
那个时候呢，我 Peter Tanchi 跟我呢，我们就聚餐一下。
At that time, Peter Tanchi and I had a meal together.
Peter Tanchi, 我想我们很多人都认识他，是我们这边最大的一个教会的创始人，陈俊友牧师。
And he started one of the biggest churches around here.
那个时候他也刚刚在开始 CCF.
And at that time, he had just started CCF.
但是今天30年后， Peter 带领3万人、4万人。
And today, after 30 years, his church has grown to have about 30,000-40,000.
今天呢，林长老在这边大概带领100多人。
And today, Elder Lim is only here leading about 100 people.
但是我从来没有这样想。
But I never really think about it this way.
今天上帝如果再让我回到30年前，上帝跟我说，你选择，你要做 Peter 呢，还是你要做 Alan 呢？
If we could turn the clock back to 30 years ago, and God should ask me, do you want to be a Peter or Alan?
我想你们知道那个答案是什么。
You could guess what my answer is.
今天最主要的不是主给我们多少，因为主衡量我们乃是在于我们有没有忠于神所给我们的托付。
The main question, the key question here is not so much what we have, but whether we are faithful to what we have.
所以当这些仆人他们交账的时候，那个做得好的，我们看到主给他的称赞就是你在小事上忠心，我要把更多的事交给你。
So when the servant give their accounts, the Lord say to them, doing well, you are faithful in small thing, and I'm going to give you bigger thing.
今天在你手上主交托你什么呢？
And today, what has the Lord entrusted into your hand?
我们用什么样的态度 来使用神所给我们的资源和机会呢？
What should be our attitude when we handle the resource given by the Lord?
我记得我的最大的堂兄，他是我们这个家族里面的长孙。
And one of my relatives, he is actually the eldest grandson in my family, in my clan.
所以我们可以想象他就是比较从就不喜欢读书、翘课等等。
And he really did not enjoy studying.
有一天呢，我们发现他有一本书，里面写了几个字。
And one day we found out he had a book. There are some writings in there.
他说本身无大志，只求60分。
And he said, oh well, I don't have high standard. I'm only asking for 60, the passing grade.
各位同学，在这里我不知道你有什么大志吗？
Brother and sister, do we have a high standard?
今天呢，老师说写500个字。
Today, when the teacher asks 500 words,
你是不是写1000个呢？还是你就算一下500个字就停下来了？
And how many do you write? Do you stop and say, oh well, I have made the quota?
老师说要读500页。
And the teacher said, read for 500 pages.
除了老师所指定的书之外，你还读了些什么呢？
But outside what the teacher has asked you to read, what else have you read?
但其实当然今天神所托付我们的不是单单读书。
Of course, studying is not the only thing the Lord has entrusted to us.
主给我们有很多的机会。
The Lord has given us many opportunities.
有很多服事的机会。
Many opportunities for ministry.
神也给我们每个人有不同的恩赐。
And the Lord has given us different gifts.
今天我想有一件事情我们每个人回去的时候我们可以做的。如果你还不知道你的恩赐是什么，我们要在主的面前好好的来思想。
And if we don't know what our gift is, this is something we need to reflect and pray in front of God.
我们也在主的面前来祷告，我们怎么样好好的来使用这些的恩赐。
And we could pray how we can best use what the Lord has entrusted to us.
在这个三个仆人的当中，当然我们知道有两个人他们做得很好，得到主人的称赞。
Among the three servants here, two of them have done well.
我们来观察一下，到底这两个人他们做了什么呢？
Let's observe what did they do.
当主人把这个钱交给他们的时候，圣经说主人就离开了。
And the Bible says, after the Lord has entrusted the resource, the money to the servants, he left.
这边又说，那个拿到5000的就立刻去工作，又赚了另外一个5000。
And you talk about the man, the servant who had received the 5 talents, went at once and put his money to work.
虽然在翻译上，这个立刻可以跟着前文，也就是说，主人分了钱，立刻就走了。
And of course, this at once, it could modify, meaning the Lord leaving, at once.
但我想更好的翻译也是更多的译本，也都是把这个立刻放在这个第一个仆人的身上。
But this at once could also modify what this first servant's action.
这个拿到5000的人立刻又去赚了5000。
This person who has received 5 talents have immediately at once earned another 5.
很多时候我们也许知道主的意思，但是我们却没有立刻去做。
Sometimes when we know what the Lord wants us to do, yet we do not do it immediately.
或者我们也可以想到，主给我们很多的机会，我们没有立刻好好的抓住。
Or often we are given many opportunities, but we do not catch the opportunities.
但是我们看到这个拿五千的人，他立刻就去赚了5000。
But this person who has received 5 talents, he immediately put into action and earned another 5.
其实呢，小鸟呢都知道这个原则。
Actually, even birds know this simple principle.
因为我们知道早起的鸟才会抓到虫。
Because the birds that rise early get the worms.
今天那些做企业的人，他们也知道， 有第一个机会要立刻抓住。
Anyone into business knows the first opportunity you have to catch it right away.
我们的脚步要快一点。
We need to speed up our steps.
我常常记得一个很久以前我看过的一个漫画。
I remember a comic that I saw many years ago.
这个漫画的主人翁呢就是 Ziggy, 我不知道我们当中有人有没有认识不认识 Ziggy, 他的头圆圆的。
And the main character in this comic is Ziggy, a guy with a very big head.
有一天他正在洗澡就有人敲门。
And one day he was taking a shower and someone knocked on the door.
但是呢他洗得太痛快了，所以他没有办法出来开门。
And Ziggy was having great, was enjoying his shower, so he did not answer the door.
最后他洗完澡出来呢，开门的时候就有贴了一个小纸条在他的门上。
After he finished, he came out and saw a small note on his door.
他说：“我敲了三次，你都没有开门，我走了。”
It said, "I knocked three times, you did not answer, therefore I'm gone."
然后签名。Opportunity, 机会。
And the sign, opportunity.
机会不会永远等着我们的。
Opportunity is not going to wait upon us forever.
机会是我们要第一个时间要抓住的。
Opportunity is something we need to catch right away.
包括我们说这个时间不会等我们的，我们一下子很年轻，一下子就变老了。
Time does not wait. Once upon a time, we are young, but very soon we are old.
机会也可以这么看。上周我的一个长老，我到礼拜堂的时候，他就告诉我一件事情。
Opportunity. Last week, when I was at my church, one of the elders told me this.
我们教堂后面正在建一个培训楼。
We are building a building behind our church building.
但是前一个晚上呢？就有两个工人，他们可能是喝酒打架了，所以刺伤了另外一个，有可能死掉了。
And a few days ago, two workers were fighting, and one hurt the other.
但是他的心非常的焦急。
And he was anxious.
因为他说，我们要向这些工人传福音，我们真的要抓住机会。
Your elder want to catch the opportunity to share the gospel with the workers, and if this man should die, then the opportunity is lost.
我的母亲一向走路都是很快的，到91岁还是很快。
My mother walked fast, even when she was 91 years old.
所以你知道为什么林长老走路很快。
Now you can imagine why Elder Lim walked fast as well.
但是一下子今天她不能够自己再走动了。
But today she has lost her mobility.
机会不会永远等着我们，主给我们的，主所交托我们的，我们要抓住第一个机会，立刻就去做。
Opportunity does not wait forever. We need to catch the opportunity at once.
另一方面我也觉得马太他的这个记录很好，他说立刻，然后他用的一个动词是去工作，去做事。
And here the narrative talk about the servant work immediately.
换句话说，他不单单抓住机会，并且他是卖力的，他有出力的，有出代价的去做生意，去投资，然后他才赚了另外的5000。
For he does not just catch opportunity, he go to work right away and working hard.
有些时候我们会很羡慕，哇，这个人怎么发的财这么快？
Sometimes we admire someone. How come he become so rich so fast?
但是很多时候我们也知道，这些快的钱也很快就光了。
Sometimes money comes quickly and goes quickly.
但是我想很实在的，还是如果我们好好的去付代价去做的，我想这个是更宝贵的。
But however, things we have really paid the price and invest, the things will last.
其实神给我们资源，但是当我们去投资的时候，我们是必须付上代价的。
When God gives us resources, but when we invest, we need to pay the price.
刚才我们谈到挪威的宣教士，他们付上什么代价？他们来到中国。
The Norwegian missionary, what kind of price did they pay to come to China?
最近在中国也 翻译了也出版了这一本这个改革中在中国这本书。
And recently in China, a book, Reformation Church in China, and that book was translated.
一个姐妹她读了之后她说哎呀我读了之后我就哭了。
And one sister, after she read the book, she started weeping.
为什么哭
Why?
她看到一个宣教师来了死了另外一个宣教师又来一个宣教师死了另外一个宣教师又来一死一来一死一来。
She read, after one missionary come, the missionary die. Another came, another die, and one right after another.
主的工作主的企业不是容易的一定要有代价。
The Lord's business is not easy and is costly.
今天你认为 CCF 这么大很容易吗？
Today we may look at CCF, we think it's huge, and is that easy?
你知道陈牧师所付出的是什么代价吗？
Do we know what Pastor Tan, what kind of price did he have to pay?
有一天他们夫妇到另外一个家去带领查经班。
One day, he and his wife went to visit and lead a Bible study.
回来的时候他们发现他们的房子被贼进去偷了。
When they came back, they found out there was a break-in at home.
但那还是小事。
But that was small.
那就发现留在家里的孩子还有朋友还有其他的宣教士的孩子跟他们在一起都被绑了。
They found out their children and other missionaries' children were bound together.
他的女儿另外一个宣教士的女儿也被强奸了。
And their daughter and another missionary's daughter were raped.
你会怎么样来思考呢？
What do you think about this?
主的企业不是割业就赚的，主的企业是要我们每个人兢兢的去努力赚回来的。
The business of the Lord is costly and it's difficult and it takes everything we have.
我们看到第一个仆人第二个仆人他们都是这样做。
The first servant, second servant, they all did this.
因此他们能够至少赚了一倍主人也可以认可也喜悦他们所做的。
They have earned double the original resource and the Lord acknowledge their work.
那另外一方面我们不能忽略那第三个仆人。
By the same time, we couldn't ignore there was a third servant.
今天如果你观察一下前面两个仆人跟这第三个仆人有什么不一样呢？
Could we observe the difference between the first two and the last servant?
哎，我想了一下。
I thought about it.
第三个仆人话多行动少。
The third servant, he talked a lot and he did very little.
理由多逻辑欠缺。
And he has many excuses, but he has no logic.
借口多都是别人的错。
And all excuses, it's everybody else's fault.
真的当我们读叙述文的时候你会发现第一个第二个仆人当他们来见主人的时候很简单的两句话。
And when the first and second servant, when they came to see the master, what they said was very simple.
主人你给我的我这里又赚了一倍就在这里。
Lord, what you have given me, here is the return, double the amount, here it is.
没有任何的其他的话语。
Nothing else.
但是这个第三个仆人一见到主人一开口就讲不完了。
And the third servant, when he saw the master, he gave endless speeches.
并且还怪其他的主人。
And he was accusing the master.
主人，因为你太凶了。
Master, you are very harsh.
我知道你不种的你都要收，你不撒种的你都要收。
You are going to reap where you do not sow. You are going to harvest where you do not spread the seeds.
所以我很怕。
So I'm so afraid.
所以我只有好好的把你的钱藏在地里。
So I hid your money in the ground.
你的钱在这里还给你吧。
And here is your money. I'm returning it back to you.
我不知道你读的时候 会不会感觉他真的不太礼貌?
When you read this, do you find him offensive?
因为他这样说, 这是你的钱, 在这里, 你看, 还在这里。
And he said, look, here is your money, it's all here.
但从这个仆人他自己的话, 我们可以看出他的缺口在哪里呢?
But with his own words, we can see where the problem is.
刚才我们说过了,
we have said already he had many excuses.
或者说就怪罪别人都是建立在别人的身上。
He accused everybody else for his own failure.
都是别人的错,所以我今天做得不好。
It's all someone else's fault, therefore I fail.
很多时候在侍奉当中,有时候我们也发现在教会当中, 讲最多话的可能也就是
often in ministry, what we find is those who talk the most often do the least.
但是那些不讲话的，也许他们做的更多。
But very often, those who do not speak do things, do a lot of things.
我要批评一下我们的菲律宾的总统。
I'm going to criticize our president.
他声誉很好，没有错，他的人我想也不错。
He has good reputation. I think he's a good man.
但是我想只有一样不好。
There's only one problem.
他到今天一直还在说啊, 前一任的GMA他做得怎么样不好。
Even up to today, he is still accusing the last GMA. What did the last GMA do wrong?
是因为前一个总统怎么样,他怎么样,把他关进起来。
And he kept on accusing the last GMA.
但是我不知道他有没有想 我前面要怎么做,应该怎么做?
But has he ever considered what am I going to do with what's given to me?
各位同学,实在的,在我们的任何的环境的当中,总不是所谓完全还是理想的。
Brother and sister, our circumstance would never be perfect or ideal.
可能你认为你教会的这个体系不理想,他们的行政不理想。
Maybe we consider the system at our church to have faults.
工资太少了。
Maybe the pay is too low.
工作太多了。
Maybe the work is too much.
但即使是这样。
But even though it's so.
我们怎么样来面对呢?
How are we going to face it?
今天中国,浙江十字架被拆, 教会被拆, 其实不是一个很容易回答的问题。
Today in Zhejiang, when the crosses were taken down forcefully from the church, this is not an easy question.
即使在最恶劣的环境的下面,
in the worst situation,
我们照样还是可以为主的企业来投资。
We can still invest with the Lord's business.
当你回想中国关闭的时候,有多少基督徒经过这几十年中国的 教会有多少的基督徒?
Let's consider when China closed its door, how many Christians were there, and today, how many there are.
但这几十年里面永远不是一个最理想的环境。
But in the last few decades, the situation was never ideal.
这个第三个仆人,我们也看到他的另外一个缺点,也就是他不知道要 冒险,
and with this third servant, he has another problem. He does not like to take risk.
就今天当我们讲到企业或者企业心或者事业心的时候, 里面就包含着一个冒险在里面。
Today, when we talk about business entrepreneur, a risk is always involved.
或者说这个冒险本身就是一种的代价。
Risk is a cost.
这个人他怕说, 回来, 如果这个钱没有赚的话, 主人一定会责备他。
He thought, if I had lost the money, the master is going to blame me.
其实我想了一下。
Actually, I have thought about this.
为什么耶稣讲这个比喻的时候, 其实他就可以讲, 啊, 一个好的仆人, 一个不好的仆人。
And Jesus, when he talked about this parable, he could say there are two servants, one good and one not so good.
那这边呢, 有讲到两千五千的,
But here you talk about 5 and 2.
一方面我想我们也可以看到不是那个数目的多少，而是他们有没有忠心。
The number is not a critical issue here. It's whether the servants are faithful.
我自己也在想，如果这两个人他们投资了，他们不赚钱，这个主人会怎么样回应呢？
I also wonder if they have invested but there's no return. What is the master's reaction going to be?
他们会被责备吗？
Are they going to be blamed?
刚才我们说了，主最主要要看的是他们有没有忠心。
And the master focus on whether they are faithful.
这边我们看到这个第三个仆人，他没有那个所谓冒险的心。
The third servant, he does not want to take any risk.
因此他就连那个最简单的把它放在银行里面，赚一点点的利息他都没有这样做。
He did not even bother to put it with the bank and earn a little bit of interest.
这个周过去的周日我们的讲员给我们分享这样一个实在的故事。
Last Sunday, our speaker shared this story with us.
他在他们自己本身刚刚来到菲律宾的时候也都是要开始先学语言。
When they first came to Philippines, they have to learn the language.
在同时也有另外一对的夫妇也刚刚来菲律宾，他们也在学语言。
At that time, another couple also came. They were also learning language.
几个月后，有一天，这另外一对的夫妇，丈夫去带领了一个家庭的聚会。
After a few months, the husband of the other couple were leading a family meeting.
就丈夫去带他们
The husband went.
太太在家里呢，就被一个刺客把她刺死了。
And the wife was assassinated by someone.
这一对宣教师刚刚来，还没有开始宣教。
This missionaries came. They haven't really started.
但是太太就被杀死了。
But the wife was already killed.
过了很多年，这个丈夫在分享的当中。
After many years, when husband shared about this,
他发了一个问题。
He asked a question.
那个时候，如果我知道这个事情会发生，我还是会来菲律宾吗？
If I had known this would have happened, would I have come?
后面他自己回答这个问题。
At the end, he answered.
他说，我们的父神知道耶稣来到这个世界是要上十字架的，但是耶稣照样来了。
Our Heavenly Father knew that when His Son Jesus Christ came to this world, He would be nailed to the cross, but He still came.
一定有冒险，包括我们自己的生命，很可能都要完全的投上的。
There's always risk.In God's business, sometimes the cost may be our own life.
神呼召我们以生命来投资在他的企业里。
God has called us to invest our life into His business.
好叫我们有一天能够在他面前能够交账。
Such that one day we could give the accounting back to Him.
今天我们没有时间去诠释最后的一节。
Today, we don't have time to explain the last verse.
可能我也不知道怎么去诠释它。
Perhaps I don't know how.
但是我只能够说这一句话。
But I could say this.
当你听到这句话的时候，你的感觉怎么样呢？
When you listen to this, what's your feeling?
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里他要哀哭切齿了。
Throw this worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
各位弟兄姐妹，我很害怕。
Brother and sister, I'm afraid.
这是上帝国度的企业。
This is God's business.
昨天汪大哥已经把我的秘密说出来了。
Yesterday, Wang Ji has already revealed my secret.
其实从来我的岁数不是一个秘密。
Actually, my age is no secret.
明年我就要56了，不是65。
Next year I'm going to be 56. Oh, sorry, 65.
其实真的是走在一个好像十字的街口的样子。
Sometimes I feel I'm at the crossroad.
原则上也可以很容易说啊，那就是可以退休的时候了。
On the one hand, easy.
你知道吗？
Retirement.
过去我的理想是什么？
Can you imagine what my ideal was in the past?
Thomas 可以帮助我。我的理想是住在一个 Swiss chalet.
And my ideal was to live in a Swiss chalet.
啊，今天我好像我的想法不是这样。
But today I no longer dream that.
刚才其实我有一备两张的照片。
And actually I prepare a few photos.
从那两张照片，我可以说一句话：我已经今非昔比了。今非昔比，今天不如。今非昔比。
Okay. And with those photos, you could see I'm no longer what I was once.
今天我只有一个祷告。
Today I only have one prayer.
就是要能够清楚神的。带领是什么？能够完全的委身。
That I may know God's guidance and I may respond faithfully.
今年我去过缅甸，可能有跟大家分享过了。
And this year I visited Myanmar and I share that with you.
神，你给我的托付是什么呢？
God, what is your task that you have entrusted to me?
今年我的一个同学，他也有意无意的给我一个我从来没有想过的一个挑战。
And this year, also one of my classmates in the past gave me a challenge.
他因为他们新加坡教会在这个 Novaliches 那边有协助一个所谓城市的贫民区的一个工作。
Because the church he belonged to in Singapore is supporting an urban poor ministry.
我跟他们的这个施工也有一点点 的参与。
And I'm somewhat involved in that ministry.
一直我们也都在找一个合适的一个牧师。
And they were looking for a pastor.
到目前还没有找到一个合适的牧师。
They have not found a suitable pastor.
有一天我们在开会的时候 ，Peter 就问我。
And one day we were in meeting, and Peter asked me,
Alan, 你退休的时候能不能考虑做他们的牧师
？Alan, when you retire, would you consider becoming their pastor?
我要承认，我从来没有这样想过。
I cannot say I never thought this.
真的没有想过。
I never thought this.
不是我不爱这些贫民区的人。
Not that I don't love them.
但是从来就没有想过能够一天24小时，一周7天，一年365天跟他们在一起。
But I cannot imagine how I would be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year be with these people.
但是主说我们可以差遣谁呢？
But Lord say, who shall I send?
主啊，我在这里，请你差遣我。
Lord, I'm here, send me.
我们请杜老师给我们做结束祷告。
Let's pray. 主啊，亲爱的天父，感谢你，你是个我们无上的光荣跟恩典，让我们能够侍奉你。天父，求你让我们有清醒的头脑，能够看得清楚你托付给我们的，而我们能够忠心的来服侍，好叫在我们见你面的时候，我们可以得到你的认同，你的夸奖，愿意你的国度真正降临，首先在我们的心里面，然后在我们周围，在我们这个世界里面。 Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the honor and the grace you have granted us to call us to serve you, and pray that we may have a clear mind to seeWhat you have entrusted us, and invest well, such that when we see you face